The place of the child in society has varied for thousands of years and has been affected by different cultures and religions. In ancient times, unwanted children were occasionally abandoned, put to death, exploited, or offered for religious sacrifices. And in any event, a large percentage of them didn't survive their physically hazardous existence to achieve maturity. In Western civilization within the last few hundred years, there have been many changes in attitude toward the young. In agricultural Europe, the children of the poor worked long hours for little or no pay, and there was no public concern for their safety or welfare. Punishment could be brutal and severe, and sometimes religious passions were expressed violently with a view towards saving the child's soul. By the 18th century, the harsh and severe methods began to show some changes. Society slowly accorded children a role of more importance. Books were written expressly for them, and gradually laws were passed for their protection. In the past few decades, parents have become more attentive to the needs of their children. Better health care is available, and education is no longer reserved for a limited few. With so many now able to go to college, many educators feel that we have too many students and too few qualified teachers. Some say the pendulum in child rearing has swung so far toward permissiveness that many children are growing up alienated from society and with no respect for law or parental authority. The tendency today is for teachers and parents to emphasize individual responsibility and to stress that educational goals for students should be aimed towards their future jobs, rather than provide a generalized higher education.
Now, the passage will be read again.
The place of the child in society has varied for thousands of years and has been affected by different cultures and religions. In ancient times, unwanted children were occasionally abandoned, put to death, exploited, or offered for religious sacrifices. And in any event, a large percentage of them didn't survive their physically hazardous existence to achieve maturity. In Western civilization, within the last few hundred years, there have been many changes in attitude toward the young. In agricultural Europe, the children of the poor worked long hours for little or no pay, and there was no public concern for their safety or welfare. Punishment could be brutal and severe, and sometimes religious passions were expressed violently with a view toward saving the child's soul. By the 18th century, the harsh and severe methods began to show some changes. Society slowly accorded children a role of more importance. Books were written expressly for them, and gradually laws were passed for their protection. In the past few decades, parents have become more attentive to the needs of their children. Better health care is available, and education is no longer reserved for a limited few. With so many now able to go to college, many educators feel that we have too many students and too few qualified teachers. Some say the pendulum in child rearing has swung so far toward permissiveness that many children are growing up alienated from society and with no respect for law or parental authority. The tendency today is for teachers and parents to emphasize individual responsibility and to stress that educational goals for students should be aimed towards their future jobs rather than provide a generalized higher education.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
The place of the child in society has varied for thousands of years and has been affected by different cultures and religions. In ancient times, unwanted children were occasionally abandoned, put to death, exploited, or offered for religious sacrifices. And in any event, a large percentage of them didn't survive their physically hazardous existence to achieve maturity. In Western civilization within the last few hundred years, there have been many changes in attitude toward the young. In agricultural Europe, the children of the poor worked long hours for little or no pay, and there was no public concern for their safety or welfare. Punishment could be brutal and severe, and sometimes religious passions were expressed violently with a view towards saving the child's soul. By the 18th century, the harsh and severe methods began to show some changes. Society slowly accorded children a role of more importance. Books were written expressly for them, and gradually laws were passed for their protection. In the past few decades, parents have become more attentive to the needs of their children. Better health care is available, and education is no longer reserved for a limited few. With so many now able to go to college, many educators feel that we have too many students and too few qualified teachers. Some say the pendulum in child rearing has swung so far toward permissiveness that many children are growing up alienated from society and with no respect for law or parental authority. The tendency today is for teachers and parents to emphasize individual responsibility and to stress that educational goals for students should be aimed towards their future jobs, rather than provide a generalized higher education.